Good afternoon. A seasonably cool day in progress across interior New York and New England, with high pressure over the Canadian Maritimes keeping it dry. However, a wind flow off of the Atlantic Ocean is producing a marine layer of clouds, primarily over New England, but some of these clouds are drifting into New York State, particularly over the Taconics and eventually the mid and lower Hudson Valley and Catskills. At the same time, a front is slowly approaching from our south and west, and this will gradually bring an increase in high to mid-level clouds, particularly in the Catskills up toward I-90 by the middle and latter portion of the day. The end result will be a mix of sun and clouds for most everyone, more clouds with that marine layer, and more sunshine closer to the Canadian border, and everyone will see temperatures topping out in the middle 60s on average. That same high pressure center will keep it dry for a good chunk of the night tonight, although as it retreats past the Maritimes, the door will be open for more clouds to stream in from the south and west, and we do run the risk at some showers entering into the region before the sun comes up tomorrow, particularly across the Catskills and Mohawk Valley. Storm system over the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley will track into southern Canada during the day tomorrow. A warm front will produce rain showers early in the morning, and those showers and even a steadier rain will continue throughout the day. We'll even see the risk of a thunderstorm with bursts of heavier rain possible throughout Tuesday afternoon, and this will hold temperatures back into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. A cold front will remain out to the west during the day on Wednesday, and an increasing southerly wind flow tomorrow will eventually bring temperatures back into the mid-70s with increasing humidity on Wednesday. As the cold front approaches, more showers and possibly some stronger thunderstorms are possible on Wednesday afternoon as that front moves through. Behind the system on Thursday will dry it out temporarily with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 60s. Another front will pivot through the region on Friday with the chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny skies and highs near 70. And behind this system, we'll go back to mostly sunny skies for the weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, we'll look for highs in the mid to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, multiple rounds of heavy rain is forecast to continue through midweek along a stationary front stretch from the lower Mississippi Valley to the mid-Atlantic. Aerial averages of 2 to 3 inches of rain are forecast through Wednesday afternoon, with isolated amounts nearing 5 inches possible for Tennessee and Kentucky. The Weather Prediction Center excessive rainfall and flash flood outlook place most of the Ohio Valley and Central Appalachians in a marginal to slight risk of excessive rainfall. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Kirk, located about 950 miles south-southwest of the southernmost Cabo Verde Islands. Kirk is moving toward the west near 24 miles per hour, and this fast motion is expected to continue for another day or so. A decrease in forward speed is expected by Wednesday. Maximum sustained winds remain near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Although slight strengthening is forecast during the next few days, it is possible that Kirk could degenerate into a trough of low pressure during the next day or two while it moves quickly across the tropical Atlantic. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is tracking Super Typhoon Trami, located about 478 miles south-southeast of Kadena Air Force Base in Okinawa, Japan, with winds of about 150 miles per hour. The typhoon is expected to intensify more over the next couple of days as it moves across the Philippine Sea. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 48, the record high 90 set in 2017, and the record low 27 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 6:49 p.m., 12 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s. Thickening clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower to mid-60s. More showers on Wednesday and thunderstorms, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds in the upper 60s Thursday. Chance of a shower near 70 on Friday. And mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.